I'm Daryl Sims with Black Saints for Today's World. Josephine Paquita knew the pain and suffering of slavery. Yet, instead of becoming a bitter, hateful person, she filled her life with the love of God and gratitude for the gift of her faith. Josephine Paquita was born to a wealthy family in Sudan in 1869. At the age of 9, she was kidnapped by slavers. Over the years, she was sold and resold in the African slave markets. She experienced firsthand the humility and physical and mental sufferings of slavery. Fortunately, Paquita was purchased by an Italian man who treated her in a kind and loving way and granted her freedom. They relocated to Italy, where Josephine was baptized and entered the Catholic Church. From then on, she was often seen kissing the baptismal font and saying, "Here, I became a daughter of God." In 1896, Josephine joined the Daughters of Charity, a group of Catholic nuns, and for 50 years worked to ease the pain and suffering of the poor and sick who came to her door for aid and comfort. Josephine was known for her gentle presence, soft, kind words, and her willingness to assist anyone in need. Josephine died in Italy in 1947 and was canonized by Pope John Paul II on October 1, 2000, at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. St. Josephine Paquita is the only canonized saint from Sudan. May we all follow St. Josephine Paquita's example and not let our sufferings harden our hearts against God's love and grace. She is an example for us all. St. Josephine Paquita, pray to God for us. For more information about Black Saints, Popes, and Martyrs, visit www.cdow.org.